So, I came into town, and my dad calls me up and was like, do you want to play softball? I was like, I haven't played softball in 12 years. And so, I had the wonderful privilege of being an honorary member of the Elevate City Church softball team on Wednesday. And I just want to say we beat the number two or number one team in the league. So it was awesome. It was because of all of you amazing softball players. I just was on the team. So it was a really blessing to be to play a part of it, especially with my dad. I don't know if I've ever played with my dad before. So that was awesome. Love you, Dad. My dad's Mike Nichols, by the way. So anyways, moving right along. Jesus, well, let me back up. John the Baptist was a man that was going to be the forerunner to the coming Messiah, the Christ. And he knew that from God. God had put that in his spirit. And he was the one that baptized Jesus, and the dove came and fell on Jesus. Well, John all of a sudden found himself in prison. And he sent disciples back to Jesus because he began to doubt whether Jesus was who he said he was. He's like, after all, why am I in prison? Why is this all happening to me? And this is what Jesus' response was to his disciples. He said, Jesus told them, go back to John and tell him what you have heard and seen. The blind see, the lame walk. Those with leprosy are cured, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised to life, and the good news is being preached to the poor. In other words, Jesus was saying, you go tell John that I'm the real deal, that my ministry is bearing fruit wherever I walk and whatever I do, and that I'm here to change the world. Well, I'm here today to tell you the incredible fruit that is happening as a direct result of your generosity this past year through the work of Destiny Rescue. And in fact, I have four members from your church that went on a trip with me 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Time flies. And this trip really impacted them. And so you're not going to just hear from me today. You're actually going to hear from them. So why don't the four of you come on up? You all know who you are. Rachel, Nagina, Kaylin and Kevin, come on up. I have some questions I want to ask you. But I want you to hear firsthand testimony from them that the money that you're using is making an incredible difference in the lives of children, their families, and in the countries you are supporting. So this is the first question that I have for them. What impacted you most about the trip that you just experienced? They both went to Thailand and Cambodia. So I'm going to start with Kevin. I'll save you ladies. So let's bring this down here. Let's do this. Make sure it's on. Is it on? There we go. So we go. Kevin, what impacted you most about this trip?
Well, obviously I've known Corey for like 20 years, so I knew about Destiny Rescue, and I've supported them. I've supported like three different girls in the program, so I knew it was a good cause, but I had never went on a trip and never seen it firsthand. And so what impacted me the most was seeing all these girls that had come out of such horrific, you know, circumstances and how well they were doing. And we visited our safe home that this church supports, and those girls were just outside. We were playing games. They were happy. They were running around. There was a guitar laying around. I picked the guitar up and played Good Father. And they immediately then sang a couple songs in Khmer. I think that was in Cambodia, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. And it was just so powerful to see these girls that, I mean, we walked through some of the red light districts and we saw that was a new experience for me to see how crazy that was. And to see these girls so happy, you know, coming out of something that was so terrible. Because when you walk through there, you saw a lot of the girls, they had their heads down. They weren't happy to be there. They were there because they needed money they felt like they had to be there. So that was a huge impact on me. Another impact was there was a girl that had went through the program and started her own business, and we went to that, her salon, and she was doing so amazing. I let her cut my toenails. So
that's scary.
I didn't get them painted. Corey would have said I lost my man card if I did that. But it was just like the story behind that was that she has her own business, and over there it's unheard of to shut a business down on a weekend. Like Saturdays and Sundays are, everybody just keeps going. But on Sunday, she shuts her business down, and she also invites everyone that comes into her business to her church. And it's just like, it's just not, that's unheard of. And that's a life that has been changed, you know, from all of you, whoever's involved, you know. So that was very impactful for me. And probably one of the most impactful things there was the very first safe home that we went to. There was a lady that came in and did worship, you know, a Khmer lady. And she was just, you could just tell, like, her heart was so for the Lord. And as we went through the worship, and then that she wanted to pray with everyone, so we numbered off in groups of five, and I happened to get in her group. And she wanted to pray for everybody, specific needs. So we went around telling our prayer requests, and she, when she got to me, she said, "What would you like prayer for?" And I said, "Well, I have 4 kids and 6 grandkids. And I said, "And just like all the girls that are here with you, I want God to be all that he's supposed to be in their life. I want them to become all God has for them to be." And I said, "And I know that that's what you want for these girls as well." I said, "So let's pray for that together." And man, she came over there and put her hands on me, and she was, I could just feel the power of God. And it was so amazing. Like our group went forever. Everybody was ready to leave, and we were still praying. But so that was a huge impact. And you know, it's just for me to go see where my money goes to, and how well it's being, you know, $30-$40 a month is doing great things over there. So that was just huge. It brought to life, I guess, what I support.
Amen. Awesome, Kev. Great job. Najina.
Susade. That is high in Khmer. So learned about 3 Khmer words while I was there. Susade is high, Okun is thank you, and Lehi, which is bye. So that's about it. That's all I learned. The most impactful thing for me, and I'm sure you'll hear some of this over and over and over again, but like Kevin said, one of the most impactful things for me was the times where we got to praise and worship with these girls after we had played a game of tag, which I hadn't played in forever. So my lungs were opened up on several occasions. But playing games with these girls and just seeing them laugh and giggle and be teenagers, whispering after knowing what they've endured, to just see them return back to that childlike state was awesome. But for me, the praise and worship was one of the best, because this is what I learned while I was over there. We would sing a song in English. They would sing a song in Khmer. The Holy Spirit does not have a tongue. It is one language. And I don't care whether you understood the words that were in Khmer or not. The Holy Spirit, you felt it. So there is no, you know, the Holy Spirit sounds like this in Khmer. The Holy Spirit sounds like this in English. The Holy Spirit sounds like this if you speak Mandarin. It's the same Holy Spirit. And that was one of the things that most impacted me. And then one of the other ones is just to meet the other people on the team. We got to meet some fabulous people on this team. One of them is Shelly, whose family is actually here today. Indiana represented on the June 2018 trip.
They did.
I have no idea why, but there were about 8 people from Fort Wayne, and then 7 people from other places. But just to get to know some new people and to meet other people who have a heart, just for what's breaking God's heart, and that was awesome. That was awesome to see.
Amen. Moving along. You're
good. It's my turn. I wasn't really sure what I was going to talk about today, but I prayed, and I think I'm going to talk about the moment I realized how desperate these girls need our help. in order to appreciate the light, I think you need to go into the dark. And I'm going to share just a little bit of that dark so that we can appreciate the light that Destiny Rescue is doing. Before we went to the red light district, the first one, Corey prepared us for what we were going to see and told us to not be overcome by the glitz and the glam. You know, they're going to be laughing and there's going to be music and it's going to look like they're having fun, but they're forced to act like that. They're not having fun, and to not be overcome by that. And I don't think how specific he got with us and how accurate he got could ever prepare us for what we saw. There's just nothing in your mind that you can imagine until you're there. And we were walking through, and he was right. You know, they were dressed provocatively, and there was music, and they were laughing. And I might cry because this is probably the hardest moment of the trip for me. But and I'm shaking. We went up the escalator to the second floor, and as I was going up the escalator, I could see somebody coming into view, and it was a girl, and she couldn't see me coming, and she was just dressed in basic underwear. Nothing glitz or glam about it. And she was kind of covering herself because she didn't see us coming yet. And I don't really know why they were standing there. They weren't talking. They weren't interacting or anything. But they had numbers on them. And they looked like they were being lined up to be auctioned off. And in that moment, I realized that could be my daughter. These people don't have names. They're numbers. And that's all that they're reduced to. And they introduced us to the girls before they took us to the red light district because they didn't want us to see where they came from. They wanted us to see where they were going. And I'm glad they did that because I thought of those girls I had met that were so happy and joyful and worshiping and playing games when I saw that girl. And I thought of my daughter when I saw that girl. And what Destiny Rescue is doing is beyond anything you can even imagine. They're bringing so much light to so much darkness. And I'm just so grateful to have been a part of it.
Well, for me, it was kind of touched on already, but just seeing where the girls came from and where they are now, it's just incredible. So we toured the areas that these girls were rescued from, and we saw girls outside of bars, young girls, barely dressed, who are trying to get men to come into their establishment. And these girls, like Rachel said, they put on a good show. They're laughing, they're smiling, they're pulling at men, trying to get them to come in. But what got me the most is if you looked in their eyes, you could just see the pain that they felt. Their eyes just looked so empty, so hopeless, just resigned to what they were doing. You could tell they hated it, but they're trapped in it. They feel they can do nothing else. This is their life. So we witnessed all of that, but then we went to the homes and we met the girls that have been rescued. And these girls, you would never know where they came from. These girls, their hair is not all done up. They're not wearing makeup. One girl I remember was wearing pajamas. Like, they're just hanging out with each other, talking, laughing, teasing each other. They're just your typical teenage girls. We're playing games with them, we're chasing them, and they're shrieking, like, and laughing, and they're just having the time of their life. And we worshiped with them, and these girls, their hands are raised and their eyes are closed, and they're just singing their hearts out to God. And we prayed with them, and the girls in my group wanted prayer for things like wisdom and confidence in their job training and that their families would know Jesus. Like, they weren't asking for prayer for healing or for protection or for what they've been through. Like, that's what they wanted prayer for. It was all about their future and their families. And then we met the girls who have been through Destiny Rescue's program, girls who own their own salons now, or girls who are working at cafes or sewing or making jewelry. And all of the girls that we met, it's just so evident that they have found freedom. And not just freedom from what they were doing, but freedom in Christ. Their joy and their hope is just amazing. You would have no idea what these girls have been through. And in my mind, I just can't connect the girls that we saw at the bars to the girls that we met because they are just so night and day different. It doesn't match. These girls have been transformed, and seeing that transformation, that's what impacted me the most.
Amen. Thank you. So we're going to move on to our next question. Yes, yes, amen. God is at work. It's exciting to see. So because of what you've seen, You know, Elevate is partnering with our organization, and you guys have just seen it firsthand. I want you to just give a testimony as to the impact Elevate City Church is having on children around the world because you're partnering with our work. Can you just shed light on that for those that have not been able to go with you? You can go first.
Okay. So like I just said, it's evident that these girls have found freedom and that they've been transformed. And that is because what God is doing through Destiny Rescue, and Destiny Rescue can't do what they're doing without funding. So we went to the home that our church supports, and we met the girls, and I wish you could meet them, because like I said, they're so joyful. We were teaching them how to dance, and they were teaching us how to dance, attempting to teach us how to dance. And it was just so fun. Like, these girls, you can tell just that they found freedom, like I said, and that can't be done without your support, without the funding. So the money that goes to these homes is not only providing their basic needs like food and shelter, but it's providing their counseling and their education and their job training. And without that money, those girls would end up back where they were. So you are making a difference.
Great job.
Like Kaylin said, just the transformation. Corey had told us to look for the girls that didn't see us coming because they hadn't put on their show yet. And when we did that, they were just broken, like not even broken. It was like they had turned off who they were. There wasn't even a person in there. It was the most horrific thing to see, just the blankness in their eyes. And then when we're playing these games with them, they're just like innocent kids. I mean, they're shrieking and they're joyful and they're hopeful. And they didn't get to have dreams before. They were living moment by moment by moment, dealing with the atrocities that were gonna happen to them. They didn't get to think, do I want a salon? Do I want to work at a cafe? Destiny Rescue allows them to dream. We all take that for granted. We get to dream every day, and these girls never thought the time would come for them to ever dream. And I just want to say about the home that Elevate City sponsors, one of my other most impactful moments was at that home. They have about 4 men that work there, I think 3 social workers and a custodian, I think. And seeing the interaction between these Khmer men and these girls was so powerful, because these girls have been through so much by Khmer men, tortured and just treated so poorly. And now they're being loved so fiercely by these men. And that's because of Elevate City, that you're supporting this home and you're supporting Destiny Rescue. And they just wouldn't have a chance if it wasn't for Destiny Rescue and for all of us supporting them. So keep giving.
A couple weeks ago, PK said in one of his message points that the smallest amount of our generosity impacts generations. It outlives us. And I want to let you know that this was probably the second most powerful moment, was to be at the house and see him reap, which all of you have helped be what it is. That's where I cried, because I was like, this is what Elevate City Church in Fort Wayne is doing. Yay. I got a little prideful. I was proud. But your generosity is right now, when we were there housing 7 girls, so there's 7 new girls in the program that are getting training, that are being restored, that are being empowered. And then not just those 7, we don't just affect those 7. There's another board of over 20 to 30 girls who we are helping support in aftercare. So it just doesn't stop when they get through this program. Like, this is following them, and you all are all a part of this. And I'm going to plug an announcement. So if you haven't, there's the jewelry stand. I'm sporting some very nice of Destiny Rescue jewelry here. When you buy this jewelry, this is handmade by girls that are rescued. This is theirs. They actually hand make this jewelry, and it's one of the ways that they can support themselves and support their families and not have to return back to the sexual exploitation. So stop by the table if you didn't see it on the way in.
You heard it.
Yeah, I'm glad you said something about the jewelry. I bought a lot of jewelry when I was out there, but
Kevin, you shouldn't be wearing jewelry. Now I'm really scared. Pedicures, jewelry.
Man card is gone. But there's also, like, you can do jewelry parties. You know, that's something else that Corey mentioned it. I didn't really know. You know. So all you ladies, if you want to, you know, get a box, they'll ship you a box of jewelry, and you know, and you can sell it. And that, I mean, that we visited the house where they make the jewelry, and it's amazing. These kids are up there making this beautiful jewelry, you know, and so you know, even that helps. But I think, you know, what I would say to everyone is, when you see the girls, what they've come out of, you see, you know, all the hopelessness, and it's almost overwhelming. You think, how can I, like, my little bit that I'm doing is not even making a dent, but it really is. Like, you know, I've supported girls, you know, $30, $40 a month or whatever, and to go over there and see these girls after they've been through the, because all my girls that I supported have finished the program. So I saw these girls that have went through the program, and they're working in salons, or they're working at the cafe, and you see them, and you see what they're doing. They're happy. They're singing worship songs, even in English. Like, they were playing worship music like what we listen to here, and those girls were singing. And, you know, you order a cappuccino, and they got these little teddy bears that they make with the frappe stuff, and it's just, like, amazing. Whole hearts, and it's just, like, they're so talented, or, like, a lot of the homes that we went to, these kids could play the guitar and sing worship songs. And it's just like, it's amazing to see what $30 can do. So, you know, I would say, don't think that you just chipping in $30 a month isn't a debt. Like, that's making a huge impact in somebody's life. It's life changing, and it's changing somebody's life.
Amen. Give it up for these guys. They did a fantastic job. You guys can be seated. Couldn't have said it better myself. That was awesome. I have some more time. I definitely want to go more in depth about who we are as an organization. I do have pictures I want to show of your safe home, the one that you support. But I want to start... I do have a little message I want to share. This is our team. This is the team that went. So pretty cool. There were 18 of us. It was awesome. But the power of trusting God and stepping out. There's going to be times, critical points in your life, that you're going to come up against a fork in the road, and you're going to have to make decisions. Am I going to step out and trust God with the plan and purpose He has for me, or I'm going to shrink back and live a complacent, boring life because I'm too afraid to do what God is asking me to do? And this is Mission Sunday. And there was a man 17 years ago that stepped out and said, I'm willing to step out and trust God with the vision He has for me. And that is how Destiny Rescue launched. He was an electrician. He had just built a brand new home for himself and his family. And they had just had two little girls. And all of a sudden, God began to stir their hearts. And they stepped out, and today it's an international-wide organization making a difference on behalf of millions of children around the world. We're being a voice for them. We're rescuing thousands, and we're continuing to offer hope to them, all because one man decided to step out and trust God. Your stepping out will make a difference in the lives of eternity. Will you have the courage to do it? Will you have the courage to do it? I am here today to spark in you a fire, a confidence, a courageous boldness to step out to become who you were destined to be. Pastor Kyle left everything in Columbus to come to Fort Wayne, Indiana to launch Elevate City Church. And because of that, you all are here and you're a part of kingdom work. That doesn't just happen. It requires being stretched, getting out of your comfort zone, being very uncomfortable, being very, very uncomfortable. And so I want to start by sharing a scripture, Genesis 12, 2. This is the story of Abraham. I missed one. Well, I'm going to read it because it's Genesis 12, 1 through 4. I missed one scripture, so I'm not going to put that up yet. The Lord said to Abram, leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you'll be a blessing to others. There, it's backwards. Okay, I don't know how that happened, but... 3, I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families of the earth will be blessed through you. So Abram departed as the Lord had instructed, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran to go to the land that God would show him. So he didn't have all the details. He didn't have this long, drawn-out roadmap. He had an impression that God put in his heart, and he obeyed that impression. So he stepped out. He left everything. He left what was familiar to him, his family, his relatives, the native land that he had, to launch what God put in him. And because of his courageous step of faith, he is now the father of faith. And we know him as the righteous shall live by faith. Well, that's being quoted from Abraham's life. And we see the lineage of what God did through that man, where God's people came from that his seed and went on to become this incredible nation. And ultimately, Jesus Christ came from that lineage, all because he stepped out and trusted God. What's interesting is he was 75 years old when that happened. He wasn't a spring chicken. It wasn't like he was in his early years. So the question I have for all of us today is, maybe it doesn't matter what season of life you're in, God is commissioning and calling us to continue to step out and trust him. Now, there's timing in all of that. I'm not saying that. But when you know it's God, he wants you to walk in obedience. He wants you to step out. It doesn't matter what it is he's asking you to do. He's already provided the solutions to every challenge and problem that you have. I see it within our organization. We have people that have gone to be part of our work overseas that are in their 60s. They have already a decorated career behind them, and they want to serve. And they didn't know how to ride motorbikes, and I taught many of them how to ride a motorbike. It was fantastic. Their first response was, no, I'm never getting on that. And then at the end, they're like, I'm so glad I learned to ride a motorbike. It's the best way to experience Asia. But they made an impact. We have people on staff with us that have families of 4 or 5 children. They brought their St. Bernard dog over to work with us. They had kids with handicap or disabilities. And so there's really no excuse. If God is really commissioning and calling you, the answer is yes. Let God be the one that sorts out all the details. He's looking for someone that's willing, available, and is just saying, God, whatever you ask, it's just yes. Well, there was a season in my life I was very comfortable. I was on staff as a pastor, a speaking pastor at a church. I was writing for the Good News newspaper. I had an audience of about 250,000 people a month that I was writing articles for, influencing people. I was a small group leader of a small group that turned into a large group, and they came every week, and we were pouring into their lives, and it was great ministry. And then all of a sudden, God began to stir my heart. I have more for you. I have more for you. But God, this is incredible. I feel like you're stirring my heart. I just kept hearing the word go, go, everywhere. Preachers were saying it in my own quiet time with God. It was sticking out to me everywhere. And then I would listen to sermons online, and they were saying it. I even woke up in the middle of the night, and there was this song that came on by Britt Nicole about get out of the boat, go, step into your purpose, don't be afraid, step out. And it just kept on every channel. It was saying to me, Corey, I have you in the palm of my hand, and I want you to be obedient to me. And I said, God, I don't know what that means. But then I had a friend call me up one day, and she said, if you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go? Let's do it. And I had come across the work of Destiny Rescue. I said, I'd love to go on a team trip. So I thought I was going on the team trip to write a favorable article on the organization. And halfway through the trip, the founder approached me and said, would you come on staff and write for us? Our writer has left the organization. I said, in great faith, I said, no. I was like, how could God possibly want me to do that? I have all this other stuff going on. And I went back to the United States, and I couldn't sleep for 2 weeks. God just kept ticking at my heart. Corey, as long as you're in control of your own life, I can't write the story. I can't write the story of your life. But when you let go and let me author your life, you're going to do great exploits that you'll be amazed at if you'll just trust me. But quit trying to figure out all the details. Just say yes. And so I eventually said yes, and I moved to Thailand. And the day before I would land in Chiang Rai, Thailand, I was staying in a hotel all by myself in Bangkok. And that night, all these thoughts just flooded my mind. You can't do it. You're not good enough. They won't like you. You don't have a degree in writing. Even though you're a writer, you don't have a degree in writing. They're going to frown upon that. You might as well just pack your bags and go home. They just kept bombarding my mind. And before I even got started, there was that fear in me from even stepping out and actually doing it. But deep on the inside, there was a voice that grew stronger. Be strong and courageous, Corey. Step out and do what I've called you to do. 3 years earlier, I had a dream, and God reminded me of this dream. But I was in this dream, I was on this path. And this path represented my destiny and purpose. And I was on this, it was like Pilgrim's Progress. It was this journey. And I was walking along, just fulfilling my purpose. And all of a sudden, this big monster was in the middle of the road. It was like a big Mr. Potato Head, except he was really scary. He was scary, I promise. He was really scary. And I was walking along. As soon as I get up to him, he makes this huge, ugly face. And fear gripped me. And I just stood on the side of the road. And I couldn't get past it. And that happened many times. And then all of a sudden in the dream, I realized, I was like, I think this is just a mirage. So I grabbed a stick and I swiped at it and it went straight through it. And I was like, I'm gonna have enough courage. So I mustered up all the courage that I had. I began to walk straight through it and it made the biggest, ugliest face it had up until that point. And I walked straight through it on my way to my purpose. And while walking through it, I just kept saying the words, I believe, I believe, I believe. And there have been many pivotal points in my own journey with God. That when he has begun to stir in me a new season or to step out and trust him, that fear has tried to keep me from my purpose. But I realize that fear doesn't have to control you. It comes to all men, but it's what you do with it that matters. God wants us, regardless of the way you feel, you have the courage to step out and trust him one step at a time. And you can fulfill your purpose that way. I went on to become Destiny Rescue's senior writer. And eventually their international media director helped change the face of our organization to help elevate our presence and our voice in the world to champion the cause of children. And then God called me back to the United States to be their voice. And today I'm Destiny Rescue's chief spokesperson in the United States, traveling all over the United States, being a voice for children. Why? Because I had the courage to step out. And every season, fear has tried to keep me from there. Giants in the land have tried to keep me from my purpose. So what giants are you facing today? The giants of critics that are telling you you can't? You're not qualified enough? You don't have enough experience? That's just a crazy idea. Or are you listening to the still small voice of God? Is it the giant of failure or not having enough education? Or maybe it's the giant of fear, of failure, or perfectionism. What is it in you that's keeping you from God's best? Is God stirring your heart? Pray about it. Ask him. Is God stirring something in you now that you know in your heart you're to step out? Maybe it's to write a book. Maybe it's to lead small group. Maybe it's to help with softball. Maybe it's to join a service project. Or who knows? Maybe it's to join Destiny Rescue. What is it that God is speaking to you? Have the courage to do what God is asking. These amazing four that came up here, some of them had never been out of the United States, and they traveled halfway around the world to a country that's not a first world nation. And they experienced our work. Some of them ate tarantulas with me. That was fantastic. It was awesome. And they did a great job. But Destiny Rescue, for those of you who are new to our organization, we're an international Christian-based nonprofit that's dedicated to rescuing and restoring children that are enslaved in sexual slavery around the world. Our mission is to ensure every child everywhere in the world has an opportunity to lay their head on a pillow at night and not have to work, not have to live in fear of sexual abuse or to be used in the sex industry, but they can fulfill their God-given destiny and purpose. And so our mission is to end it worldwide. So kids can fulfill their God-given destiny instead of the lustful pleasures of men. So how we work is we have undercover agents that work closely with anti-trafficking police. We're informants for them. And we gather the needed intel to do raids. And we've had many, many successful raids, including our most successful this year. We rescued 79 victims. 79 victims in one raid. We had the place shut down, people arrested. On another raid we did this year, we shut down an entire hotel. And some of these that are being prosecuted are getting life sentences. And so we're We're curbing the demand by going after these criminals. And we're working with law enforcement to make sure that happens. But we also work independently from them. It can take up to 6 months to do a successful raid. All the while, these children are being exploited and taken advantage of. So our heart is that they wouldn't endure another night in there. So we work what we call a soft rescue. That's going in undercover, posing as customers, so that children can be rescued and they can go on to live amazing lives. So since January of this year, we've rescued 490 victims, mostly kids. Just last week, we rescued 61 victims. 49 of them were children, the youngest being 4 and 5 years old. 4 and 5 year olds, we're rescuing them. And since your partnership began in June 4th of 2017, we've rescued 839 victims, the majority of them being children. We're rescuing kids every day. On average, since you partner with us, over 2 a day. Just think of that. Your dollars are going to make a significant difference in the lives of kids. We're fighting when you're sleeping. We're fighting every day for these kids. We're defending them and giving them their dignity back. So we just did a raid in one of the countries that we work in Asia this last week. And in this raid, one of our rescue agents was in undercover in this brothel. And there were about 5 to 7 traffickers, and they all had knives, and they pulled their knives out. There were about 5 or 6 police involved in this raid, and all the traffickers got out and attacked the police and were trying to stab them. One of the police officers was slashed in the hand, but we were able to subdue them. One of our rescue agents tackled one of the traffickers from behind to keep him from slashing police officers. That is what our agents are doing, risking their lives to ensure justice for kids. Now, that's called stepping out in faith and trusting God with your life. But that's the kind of work. Pray for our team. We go into some very dark, dangerous places to ensure justice for kids. So we rescued 7 girls between 14 and 17 years old in that raid. And we just recently in Cambodia rescued 2 girls that were being trafficked. And they were given phones that they put tracking devices in. And so these girls, through their own testimony, said there would be other girls that would try to escape, and the traffickers would find them, and they were so confused how they could find them. But it was because they put tracking devices in their phones. So when we rescued these girls, it was a high-profile situation, and so we took them from one side of the country to the other into one of our other safe homes. And while en route, we discovered that they had tracking devices in their phones. So we were able, our project manager in one of the projects that we have in Cambodia, reached them before they got to our safe home, smashed those phones, and got rid of them. And now those girls are safe and flourishing. That is the work you're helping to support. We also restore. We provide Christian-based counseling, education, vocational training for these kids. We provide an opportunity for these kids really just to be healed. Through your testimony, you heard them. This is the home that you support. These are 7 girls in the home that you're supporting, the Elevate City Church home. In addition to the 7, there's 28 other girls in what we call our outside care program. It's a better solution for them to remain in their family unit, and we provide care to them just like we would in the home. But Elevate City's home includes everyone in that project, not just the girls actually living in the home. So you're providing solutions that best meet the needs of these kids, and they're flourishing. In fact, I have a couple stories I want to share from girls in this home. The number one hotel in the world, according to TripAdvisor, is in the city that you support this home. And they have taken 2 of the girls in our care into that program to do hospitality training. So they're getting trained by one of the top hotels in the world, the number one according to TripAdvisor. And they now are employed in the hospitality world within the city that they live in, and that is a result of your faithful giving. Also, one girl, we had her go back to school, and she graduated top in her class. No hope to hope. No hope to hope. That's what you're doing. One girl that we rescued went through our hospitality training program, went on to get married, and now her and her husband have a little shop outside of their home. That is a result of your giving. Another girl was reintegrated with a sewing skill, and she's flourishing in life today. And another girl is in our salon training program as well. So those are just some of the stories that are making a difference in the home that you support. We don't only provide care for them to see them restored. We want to help reintegrate them into flourishing lives once they leave our care. And so as one of the four up here shared, there was we visited a salon that we helped reintegrate a girl. We rescued her. She came to Christ in our care. And she now, let's see, I don't know why it's not going. Can you go to the next slide? There we go. This is the girl. She owns her own salon, and she became a Christian. Now she has a Bible study, as was mentioned, in her salon. And on Sunday, she's closed because she wants to honor God and put him first in her vocation. So I just thought that's amazing. You're making that possible. So I've just given you a brief overview. You've heard many testimonies from our own staff, but I want to give you an opportunity that if God is stirring your heart, you want to get involved in a capacity that makes sense for you. One great option, as you heard, is it takes money to make this happen. And Elevate City Church, as a corporate entity, is supporting our work every month. You guys are supporting us, and we just are beyond grateful. But if you as an individual, God's stirring your heart to be involved in a greater capacity, you can support us on a monthly basis for any monthly amount. So not everybody's yes is the same. Some people's yes is different. I go back to the woman with the couple coins that offered it in the offering, and Jesus was paying attention. He said she gave more than anybody else that gave because they gave out of their surplus, but she gave all she had, and she was entrusting God to provide for her. Now, I'm not suggesting give all of your money away. You can't do what you need to support your house. But what I am saying is if God is stirring your heart to partner with us to see more kids than ever restored, we want to give you that opportunity. So you can become a rescue partner for any monthly amount. And these are at our table in the back. You just fill that out and you would hand that in. You can have it automatically debited from your account, or we can send you a statement each month and you just support us that way. But when you are supporting the work of Destiny Rescue, you're changing lives for eternity. And who doesn't want to be a part of that? So I just want to give you that opportunity. And then there's one other opportunity. You can buy handmade jewelry out there, as was mentioned earlier, all that's been made by the girls that we rescue. All of those funds go back into our organization to help us rescue, restore, and reintegrate kids. So from the bottom of my heart, I just want to say thank you. All the kids in our care and our staff worldwide, we salute you and we say thank you to the generosity that you're having. You are making a difference in the lives of kids. And if God's stirring your heart, step out in faith. Obey him, his promptings, and you'll go places that you never dreamed of. God bless you. So I love this portion of the service because sometimes we come into a place we don't know what it means to have a relationship with God. And many times we believe that we have to get right before to come to God and approach him. But in reality, God wants us to understand there's nothing we can do to earn his love. There's nothing we can do to be right with God in our own effort. We fall way short of that. But he provided a better option, an option that was super easy. It wasn't easy for him, but he made it easy for us. The faith of a child could come into the kingdom of God. And it's by this: when you recognize your desperate need for a Savior, God sent his son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ. He lived a sinless life. He died on a cross for your sin and my sin. And when you place your faith and trust in his finished work at the cross, and you just say, I want to receive that for myself, knowing that I'm forgiven, he will come to live inside of you, and you'll be made new, a new person. And from that day forward, God no longer looks at you as sinful, but as righteous, because Christ has paid the price for your mess ups, your past, present, and future. So if you want to receive Jesus into your heart, you're not sure whether you ever have received him, or for the first time you're saying, you know what, that's resonating with my heart. That is a step of faith that honors God. So with every eye closed and head bowed, I just want to, when I count to three, if that is you, We don't want to shame you. This is between you and God. We want to give you that opportunity. So one, two, three. If you've never accepted Jesus, you can put your hand up and I'll pray for you. Anyone in here? Just a couple more seconds. Okay, why doesn't everyone just repeat after me? Lord Jesus, thank you for your finished work on the cross. Thank you for forgiving me of my sin. Thank you for coming into my heart and making me a new creature in you. Help me from this day to live for you, to boldly trust you, and to follow after you all the days of my life. And help me to obey those promptings and stirrings you put in my heart to step out in faith and do what you ask of me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, guys. God bless you.